Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. I'm Phoebe, and thanks for tuning in. This is an on-the-road recording where I recently had the opportunity to visit the Easton Public Market. It recently opened in April, and it is a market that's open year-round indoors in downtown Easton. A friend of mine, Nadia Hassani, who's the author of Spoonfuls of Germany, invited me to come and taste the market. She introduced me to Brittany Vaucoon, who we'll be speaking with in this episode. Brittany is the market district manager, so she shares a lot of information about how the market began and some other interesting tips. I hope you enjoy this episode, and be sure to tune in to the other two Easton Public Market podcasts. There are two more to follow. So I hope you enjoy this episode, guys. Thanks for tuning in. So hi, we're here at the Easton Market District, and I'm here with Nadia Hassani, who is the author of Spoonfuls of Germany. She's kind of like my tour guide and hostess for the night. She's taking me around Easton Market, which just
opened... on Friday, April 15th, we've been open, yep.
And this is Brittany. How do I pronounce her last name?
Vaucoon.
Vaucoon.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it was so nice to come to this market. It's such a different experience visually. And Nadia and I went through and like picked through each one of the vendor stands and are finding things that are very
uncommon.
Unique
to them. So this is a 2.5 year project, the Easton Public Market. We've been vetting each of our vendors for the 2.5 years. Around this time last year in April, we went through about 80 vendors. We had a panel of judges that chose who we were going to have in the market, and we specifically picked based on personality, where they were getting, where they were distributing their product from, and who they were as a staff. You know, we have a mission as a market to produce locally, to have producers that have integrity about what they're creating. So yeah, that is, you know, the public market is a reflection of that mission. Mm-hmm. And each one of these vendors, as you walk around, as you said, you know, they have very unique product and they're very proud of their product. They take pride in what they're selling. They take pride in what they're making. And that was a vision we had with the outdoor market. And it's something that we absolutely want to keep going with the indoor market here.
So you have the outdoor market, which meets at the square.
Yes. So okay. Saturdays, it is the oldest open-air farmer's market in the country. It's 264 years old this year.
I never knew that.
Yep, absolutely. Really? We have 43 vendors.
Okay.
It is a producer-only market. We have an advisory council that works with us. There's about 13 of us. And each year we go through a application process. We usually stick with most of our vendors because we vetted them through years and years of breaking down who they are and what they are, and we've created a family outside. But yeah, we have 43 vendors. They are a producer only. And yeah, they were the basis for this project. We wouldn't have had the public market if it wasn't for our Saturday outdoor market. And that does run May through November, 9 to 1 on Saturdays.
So that will run continuously
Absolutely.
Then as this market stays open year-round.
And you said it in the beginning there. This is the Easton Market District. So our Saturday market will absolutely exist. It has its own following. It has people like Nadia who come out every single Saturday and do their shopping. But then, yes, this isn't added to that. This is a Wednesday through Sunday market. It is not only a place where you can pick up your groceries and maybe pick up that unique item or grab that piece of meat from our whole animal butchery, Dunder and Heister, or that piece of fish from Third and Ferry Fresh Fish. But it is also a spot where you can come and sit down and enjoy dinner with a friend, have that community atmosphere, and be a part of what is so special about Easton, which is its people, its community, and feel that passion in one place. So that's
We got here. What time? We got here at about 4:30, I think it was, and it is just like humming outside.
Oh, absolutely!
We had to come into the back kitchen because it's not as loud back here in this back quiet space.
And it is a beautiful back kitchen. We absolutely love our demonstration kitchen.
So this kitchen, tell me a little bit about it. The demonstration kitchen.
So first, I have to say personally, I have had a background in culinary for about 12 years. I know I look young, but I've been doing this forever. And it was always a dream because of our outdoor demonstrations that we would have a place that we could do dinners and classes and really promote what our vendors are about, both inside and outside as a market district, but also promote the value of having farm to table in your own home. So this kitchen was always a huge part of that vision. And so our kitchen holds about 12 people for a class and or a dinner. We do have an attached community room that can allow us to do a larger event. So we can open that up. We can do a communal event. We could do a farm-to-table dinner and really expand that. We might do some hands-on classes. But we're planning on doing programming in here as we get running Wednesday through Sunday. We'll have things for kids. We'll have things for the home baker. We'll have things for the home cook. But then we'll also have, you know, events where you can come and sit down and just have that experience with a local chef or a regional chef who's just coming in and wants to get out of their own kitchen and do something in here. You know, one of the things that we're really focusing on is history. Roots and Regions is one of our main programs. It's going to be a cooking series, part instruction, part dining, where you're learning about a specific cuisine, whether it be PA Dutch or French or German or Indian, whatever it is. You know, it is really about focusing in on what you as the customer wants to learn and what we as the staff can teach you. You know, we've brought in a great coordinator, Mary Grube, who really knows a lot about the world outside of her own kitchen, and she really knows about instruction. So she's going to be heading this up with the help of the rest of the market district staff here. But yeah, we're planning really big things for our kitchen.
It sounds like how long was this a vision for?
2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. The Easton Market District is part of the Greater Easton Development Partnership, which is a nonprofit organization. I am employed by them. I am a nonprofit worker. They also head up the Easton Main Street Initiative and the Easton Ambassadors, the people in red you see doing hospitality and cleanup downtown. Mm-hmm. And we had tried to get a grocery store downtown, and about 2.5 years ago, our director, Megan McBride, said, you know, why don't we do it? And our director, Gretchen Langenbach, at the time said, yeah. And she found this awesome grant to have us buy what is formerly known as the Weller Center building down at 325 North Hampton. And it's been a vision that's finally here. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting to see it happen and be alive, you know, and see people enjoying it as much as they are.
When people come into the market, what are they usually, like, most surprised to find? Or are they surprised by, like, the beauty of the building? Are they surprised by the variety of vendors or product?
You know, it's funny because I think it's a little bit of each of those things. You know, the first thing I notice when people walk in is the wide eyes and the way that they look around at the building itself and say, oh my gosh. And it is awesome as a staff member to be able to say, yeah, these are the original floors from the 1870s, and we took it down to its bare bones and said it's as beautiful as it was when it was first built. But yes, the variety of product, to be able to walk in the front doors and see a whole animal butchery, to be able to see a fish market, to be able to see a noodle bar, yeah, absolutely. I would find it hard for someone to walk in and not find something for them. There is something for everyone.
Now, Nadia was very excited to find rye berries.
Yes.
Which she said she usually has to mail order.
Yes.
And then you started to talk about
Bulgar.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Because of your roots, it's something that you don't commonly see at the grocery store.
No, and just like Nani, I have to search it out or mail it in or go to a big city to be able to locate it. And we wanted to bring the big city here to Easton. You know, the Lehigh Valley is up and coming. It's fantastic. And we really wanted to make our name for ourselves through our Highmark Farm Stand. And our manager, Wolf, has done an exceptional job. He's an incredible aggregator and really called into question what people need, what people are looking for in their own kitchens, and said, you know what, we're going to find producers, we're going to find growers who take that and make it a possibility for our farm stand. And he's really worked with the local producers here, the local growers, and also regional growers to make sure that that need, that want is accessible to our customers. Absolutely.
You guys have done a phenomenal job of curating amazing food. I mean, prepared and like raw ingredients.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. And
thank
the space
you.
Is beautiful too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for spending time.
Absolutely.
I think we could probably talk for at least an hour.
Oh yeah, we could keep going.
I think so. But Nadia and I are going to hit the pavement or
yeah.
pound the pavement, pound the boards. I don't
yeah,
know.
Something.
Something like that. And we're going to go talk to some of the vendors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you guys absolutely enjoy yourselves. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for being here.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast on the road recording at the Easton Public Market. It was so much fun to visit. I really encourage you to stop by the market for some great eats. I hope that you have a chance to listen to the other two episodes from the Easton Public Market. You can find them, of course, at the podcast page. You can find me at phoebuspurefood.com for some really wonderful recipes and local food inspiration. You can find me at Facebook and at Instagram. And be sure to leave us a review. Let us know what you'd like to hear more of and what you enjoyed from this episode. It's always a pleasure, guys. Happy eating, and thanks for listening.